Hey, Doc Danny here, and I just want to say thank you for listening to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. If you want to get involved in the conversation and get your questions answered and feedback from myself and 1,500 other people within the PT Entrepreneur community, head over to Facebook and join the PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. This is a great group for anybody that is in business or thinking about going into business for themselves and wants the support of other people like me and other practitioners out there that are entrepreneurs. So guys, thanks for listening. Enjoy this episode. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. What's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast, and it's Thursday, and I want to thank you for joining me today. Quick update, I just want to say thank you to everyone who has gotten a copy of the book that I just wrote that came out, Fuck Insurance, and I was overwhelmed by the number of people that actually bought the book and that would want to even read a book about this topic of how, you know, how to move away from taking insurance, how to sort of take your career back into your own hands. And we were hoping to get maybe 500 of these out this year. And this is just maybe a couple days more than a week later from the release of the book. And we are closing in on 1,000 copies that we have already shipped out all over the world. It's crazy. Some places are not easy to get to. We're kind of learning that the hard way as we manually have to send stuff to like Finland and Kazakhstan and like places that I definitely think anybody was going to order a book from. But which is also kind of crazy and cool at the same time. So first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for getting the book. If you're reading it, you know, awesome. Dig into it. Hopefully it's an easy read. I wrote it to be pretty easy and tactical. And if you haven't gotten it, you can head to finsurancebook.com and you can get a copy of it yourself. It's basically free. All you got to do is just pay for shipping and handling, which is $7.95. And we just break even on it. I mean, we make no money on this book, getting it out to people if you get the book. So it's just so we can get this information in front of as many people as possible. And I'm not sure how long we're going to do that for, but we're still doing that as of right now. So anyway, today, one thing I want to talk about is the idea of what a patient is worth to you. And in particular, if you have any administrative staff or staff physical therapists or practitioners, whatever it is that your background is in, them understanding what a patient is worth. And this is based off of a conversation I had with Jerry Durham. Actually, this morning we were chatting about his front desk certification course that he has, which totally go check that out if you're interested in learning a little bit more about improving the front end of the business, the patient experience of your business. And it was interesting when I was talking to him. He said the thing that they get the most feedback on, the most positive feedback on, was sort of an impromptu section that he talked about in terms of having a conversation with your employees or with your front desk about what a patient is actually worth. Because most people work off of a W-2, right? They get paid a certain amount every couple of weeks. It's steady. They want that. And they just assume that money just comes in, right? But the reality is, in a practice, that the revenue is generated directly from patient volume, right? It's based off of number of visits and price per session. That really gives you your gross revenue or revenue generated for that month where the pay period is. They're getting, you know, paid every couple weeks, every 2 weeks usually. So he said, as they were going through their training, this is something he brought up, was just, hey, do you know what a new patient is worth to you? And he said about 95% of the people in there program did not know. And these are primarily front desk staff members. These are administrative elements of team members, right? So office managers, admins, and they had no idea. And so he had them go and talk to the clinic owners or the supervisors that they had about what's an actual, you know, new patient worth. And they were kind of shocked to find out what they're worth. And what he was getting at was, hey, maybe now that you know what they're worth, you're going to be more inclined to want to take, the extra step to have that conversation with somebody on the front end to really, be able to hopefully get them in the door, number one, so that we can help them, and number two, so that we can generate revenue for the clinic, so that clinic can then pay your salary and improve your benefits and overall, give you a better, life in particular as an employee because of better revenue coming into the practice. And if you work for anybody that is an ethical business owner, like as a, you look to grow and you start to have more revenue, you start to look at how can I better reinvest in my people? What things can I then offer them? Like for us, we made the decision that as we continue to grow, we wanted to pay for the premiums for health insurance for our employees. And that's something that is a cost, a pretty significant cost. We don't have to do that. In fact, 90% of small businesses, don't even offer health insurance. They don't need to until you're over a certain number of employees. We're well underneath that, but we felt it was important because it was something that is a benefit that's, necessary, and we wanted to foot the bill for that because we have the cash flow to do so, we have the revenue to do so, and it's a way for us to reinvest in our people, right? So if you have employees or if you're having a conversation with somebody about potentially coming into work with you, one thing you might want to think about is what's this conversation worth? Right? Like, I better be on my A game. I better really put forth some effort if I understand that this person is worth, let's say, $1,200 to your clinic. And that's $1,200 that if you don't try, if you don't engage with somebody and ask them about, what's bringing them in or try to get a better understanding of what they're trying to get back to and all these things that help us really improve the likelihood of, somebody working with us, you're essentially losing out on potential $1,200 of revenue generated for that clinic and all of the potential benefits, positive things that come along with that to you as an employee. So, if you have employees, this is a conversation that you should definitely have with them. If you are an employee, and you want to be more of an entrepreneur, meaning, you want to be more involved in the company, but not necessarily go and start your own thing and in some way be able to help with growth and also be, have something in return for that as well as an entrepreneur, then you should think, look at this the same way. These conversations that you have for every patient that you lose that is legitimately a good fit for your practice, it's probably going to be somewhere between $700 and $2,000 in, value to that clinic based on what kind of model they have, how much volume they see, their price point, a number of different things. But still, that's a hefty conversation to think about, having and potentially losing out on or adding to the business, right? So that I thought was an interesting way of reframing, how we look at these things, in particular for people that aren't owners of the practice. And in many cases, it's easy for you to bust your ass. What that is worth to you. You know what that can allow you to do. But other people may not. And maybe they just don't have the information to really be able to look at it in that perspective. And we lose sight of that as business owners because we're so busy. And we just assume, that they understand what's going on with our business. And in many cases, they don't, and they need to be educated and not lectured by any means, but just have a basic understanding of, hey, this is what that means. And this is what this means to us and you and things that we can do, with you and for you and your family, the more of these people we get in the doors. So I wanted to leave you guys with that. I thought it was a really cool teaching point when I was talking to Jerry this morning. It was, a really interesting little nugget that I took away from that conversation. And like I said, always try and make sure that the people around you understand what's important. And if they don't, it's our fault. It's on us for not being clear enough, for not communicating why things are important. And we can never blame them. We have to blame ourselves. Like literally, it's us if it's not happening, if they're not seeing it, it's because we haven't done a good enough job explaining why it's valuable, why it's important, and why they should put forth effort in order to help grow the business that they are employed by. So hopefully that helps, guys. Enjoy that, apply it, go have some conversations, start thinking about it in terms of what this is worth to your business, and really put some time and effort in on the front end with your patients. You'll gain more patients, they'll stick with you longer, they'll refer more people to you, and they'll have overall a better experience, and your business will grow because of it. You want more cash PT biz help? If so, go get a copy of my book, Fuck Insurance. It's your playbook to successful performance PT practice and never having to deal with insurance again. You can get a free copy at finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com. Inside this book, you'll learn the direct techniques that we have used to become one of the fastest 100% cash PT practices in the country.